Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast from the 10th to the 13th of June, unless you're watching on the telly, in which case it was the 11th to the 14th of June, because of the footy. Hello, I'm Rob, and this lovely lady next to me is Ree. Hello, Ree, how are you?
How are you, Rob? I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right.
I forgot about Alt Football messing the schedule up.
I always do, because I have to, because when I upload it onto the Facebook page for episode discussions and stuff, I always have this moment where I'm sort of like, well, do I do it tomorrow for people that are watching on iPlayer?
Yeah, we've said this before, haven't we? And now we've just decided if it's on iPlayer, we'll print it up there, aren't we?
Exactly. Yeah. How are you this week, Ree?
I'm good, thank you. So I'm getting ready at the moment because I'm going on holiday in 2 days. So we're mentioning it now. We're not here next week.
Well, we are here next week. In a manner, we are here next week. Because, obviously, Chris Clenshaw's final week was this week. The moment has arrived. Very, very sad for people who are fans of this era, as we are. So, for next week's episode, what you're going to have is a bonus episode of the Chris Clenshaw retrospective, where we'll be talking about everything that's kind of gone on this era, the highs, the lows, the awards, the new characters, the storylines, everything that's kind of covered in this era. But what I would also like you to do, lovely people, is still get in touch with us about the events of next week, which will be Ben Wadey's first full week. Get in touch with us, let us know what you thought, and I personally, just all on my own, will do a little comments bit before we go into the retrospective section. So there will be some cover for next week, and then we'll do it properly when Ree's back.
Apologise. I've inconveniently
on holiday again.
Planned my holiday. What do you mean again? You're always off.
You've always come back, only just come back from Turkey. You were there for about
a month. I did it while I were there, though, didn't I?
That's true,
I can't do it this time.
No,
I've inconveniently timed this holiday with Ben Wadey's first week, and we're like, oh, it might actually
really?
Be a little bit of a
if
big
wanted
week,
to...
we're not sure.
Yeah, well, really, if Ben Wadey wanted to get in our favour, he should have consulted you, really, for his first week.
He should have checked my diary first, shouldn't he?
Because at least he could have done. So on to Chris Clenshaw's final week. It was all sort of about love and romance this week, wasn't it? It was all sort of themed around sort of relationships and broken relationships and all that sort of thing. So which actually was quite an easy week for us to put together because it was all kind of quite separate in terms of the stories. And we'll start off with talking about George and Elaine. So for the final time in the Chris Clenshaw era, let's do this week's Albert Square After Dark. Okay, we'll start this week. Like I say, we're talking about Elaine and George, and we had a return. I mean, keep your Maxes, keep your Zoes. We had Drew back this week. Are we delighted about that or what?
Yeah, very delighted. We love Drew Peacock,
love Drew.
Don't we?
Love Drew Peacock. And I never thought I'd say that before this era started, let me tell you.
Yes, him and Harriet Thorpe work very well together as well, don't they? I've forgotten. Is it Paul Clayton?
Paul Clayton, his name is. And I tell you what, both times that he's been on screen, even the first time, which is an achievement to have everybody going, oh, we'll have you back, please. Yeah, we like you.
Yeah.
And so because of this appearance, everyone's sort of gone, right, so cool. Yeah, regular contract at least, please. Thank you. He's great.
He could start performing at the Albert.
He could
be Cindy's new like resident performer or something, couldn't he?
He absolutely could. And because of the fact that of that history between Drew and Elaine, it would be interesting to sort of see how he gets on with Cindy.
Oh, I didn't think that. There you go.
There's potential there.
And he could be like, I didn't realise it was that Cindy who owned this place.
Yes.
You know, you came in drinking here, Elaine, so I thought you must be okay with this. Writes itself.
There we go. So, this week, Junior... Remember him? He's returned.
I thought you meant it at first when you were like, we saw someone come back.
Well, Junior returns from, turns out, visiting his mum. He went to visit the family, basically. And that included his mum, Sabrina. Now, months and months and months ago, when the whole Cindy whodunit thing was happening, we said, and after the reveal of the anniversary, where it was revealed that Kathy did it, we said at the time, what about that whole thing with George not like being where he said he was on Christmas Day? Have they just forgotten about that?
Yeah, the blood on his shirt because he'd said he'd been at boxing, but then we found out that was a lie, didn't we?
Yes, and Gina knew about it, but we never found out about it. Yes. Well, we found out about it this week because it turned out that when George said that he was at an illegal boxing match, he was not at an illegal boxing match, let me tell you. He was visiting Sabrina because apparently he was having like a fatherly crisis in his head and wanted to sort of talk to Sabrina about where he'd gone wrong and how to sort of mend his relationship with Junior.
And And why had Junior turned out that way, kind
Yeah.
of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where did I go wrong with that boy? All that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it turns out that the reason that he had blood on his t-shirt was because Sabrina made a move on him and hit him. Now, judging by the amount of blood that he has on his t-shirt, she must have hit him with a lead piping or something, because there was a load of
You might be
blood.
on, maybe he's on warfarin or something,
Yeah.
Rob. You know, it thins your blood,
Yeah,
makes you
thins your
bleed
blood.
more.
Yeah,
Yeah.
or something.
Or she had a big ring on and really caught him.
Yes. Oh, yeah, one of those massive chunky ones, and just kind of
Yeah.
just right hooked him and just blood poured out of his nose like tsunami.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it was nice to get an answer to it, but
Yeah,
my
it were
kind
nice
of.
to get an answer, but we're a bit underwhelming, do you not
Well,
think?
I don't know about underwhelming, but it was just the fact that it was sort of like it seemed to come out of nowhere. It was sort of like, oh, you're answering that now, are you? Right, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, true. Yeah, very true. Because I'd totally forgotten about it,
Now, yeah,
actually.
so had I. I'd sort of
Yeah.
forget. I just sort of moved on with my life and figured it was just one of those strands that they'd forgotten
Maybe
to
it was
sort
one of
out. And
those like loose ends that clench up. Let
yeah,
me just tie that up
let me just tie
before I
that
go,
up just
actually.
before I
Forgot
leave.
about that one.
Sorry,
Yeah.
just like burst through the door again just after he'd
Well, he
left after
tied
his
it
leaving
up and
party.
saying that he tied it up and it's led into quite a major thing, really, for the
Well,
week to end
yes.
on. So.
I mean, my first question is, do you reckon we're going to meet Sabrina at some point? It feels like if she's sort of still yearning after George, then it kind of makes sense for her to appear, especially with her being Junior's mum.
Exactly, but I'm also I was more the most shocking thing for me was that she tried to make a pass at George because I thought it was known that they didn't really get along, so
Maybe she's a
and I
messy
was
woman.
confused. Well, I thought it was Sabrina who particularly hated George, not the other way around, so I was just a bit confused as to why it was that she supposedly made the pass. I don't know, but yeah, we could easily see Sabrina. She could definitely be written in somehow, and it'd give Junior something to do because right now it's making me wonder what is Junior doing.
Yeah. And she'd also, I'm fairly sure, be the only character in soap to have the name Sabrina, which is lovely.
Oh yeah,
Everyone
that's true.
needs that unit. The only other Sabrina I know is the Teenage Witch. So it would be
Yes.
nice to sort of have the name Sabrina isn't used enough, I would say. Obviously, because he lied about that, Elaine
Yeah.
is once again sort of left with, oh, you're lying to me again, are you? Oh, great. Do you know
Yeah.
what? We're done. We're done again. We're done. And they sort of have a big old set too. We saw the Vic Kitchen, the new Vic Kitchen for the first time this week.
We did. Do you know what? I've seen a mixed response online, but I like it.
I like it, but it's sort of like the living room and the kitchen look like they're in two completely different buildings.
I know what you mean. It seems quite subtle compared to the
Yeah.
living room. It's not very bold. But then I think that I do feel like, and I could be wrong, they've got some kind of glittery panel
Oh, have
behind the
they?
like cooker, yeah, which I think maybe is meant to be a bit of Elaine's, you know, pizzazz there. I don't know.
I
Because
thought
it's
it
not
looked.
that bold. You can't go that bold with a kitchen anyway. But then
Well.
again, you could paint a wall pink or
Well, the other
something.
one was slightly bolder than this one. I thought it had a
That's
sort of
true.
vibe of a country cottage kitchen. You know, sort of like wooden
Yeah.
cupboards everywhere and everything. It was sort of
Yeah.
very, sort of.
I
It was very
actually
plain for
liked
what.
it though.
I
I
like
were
it,
like,
yeah.
do you know what? I'd have that. I quite
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I
But
think
I
I
know what you
quite
mean.
like the whole of the new upstairs of the Vic. I quite like the living room
Yes.
decor, and I quite like the new kitchen. But like I say, I'm not sure they quite match with one another.
Do you know what I don't like? Did you notice the wallpaper on the stairs going up?
No, I didn't see that. Is that?
It was like, it looked like, I don't know, because I know that it's always been a bit old-fashioned, that area, but it were, unless I'm colourblind or something, but it looked like a khaki green.
Oh,
I
okay.
don't feel like it was the same wallpaper as before. It like looked similar,
You
but it's
mean,
like a worse colour.
yeah? So they actually had to go to a new wallpaper shop in the end. We didn't just have to then find all the old wallpaper from the old set and just be
I
like, we'll just
mean,
use that again.
I'm pretty sure it is new always.
Yeah, good, good. George kind of comes across Cindy, who is all
Yeah.
sort of like, oh, you look upset, George. Gets a clause in. So you look upset, George. Come upstairs with me. The Albert's closed. Come upstairs with me and just tell me everything. And then, because she's Cindy, within just 5 minutes, she gets quite bored of listening to what George is saying to her and starts crying about her own problems.
Me.
Yeah.
What about me, George? What about me? Pour me. Pour me another glass of wine, George.
Literally.
Sorry, I love her though,
Oh,
but
she's great, but it's just like, how did that turn into like listening to George's
yeah.
problems and then suddenly having a mental crisis of her own? Just Cindy, isn't it? She can't.
Well, I think the idea is that, you know, they share each other's problems and all that. And I
Yeah.
mean, oh my God, George, if you learnt nothing, you've had an argument with your current wife because you met
Yeah.
up with your ex-wife. So, in
Go to
order to
another
resolve that, you're going to
ex-wife.
go meet with your other ex-wife.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He deserves everything he gets.
Honestly.
Elaine, meanwhile, is
Well,
kind of all sorts of conflicted and everything, and she decides to, right, okay, do you know what? I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna hear him out. I'm gonna talk to him. We might be able to sort of put things back on track again. So she goes to look for George, sees Cindy and George up on the balcony of the Albert, hugging, and kind of instantly believes that they're having an affair. Which I've got to say, given the context of where they were at that moment, you can kind of see her thinking, can't you? I don't think she was leaping to anything particularly. And
And you
even
know,
if she wasn't thinking you're having an affair, you would also sort of be like, why are you hugging her of all people for any reason?
yeah, even in that moment, even if it weren't that you were jumping to an affair, you'd be
Yeah.
like, why are you with Cindy
Why?
right now? Of all
Why?
the people that you could be with
Yeah.
right now, it's Cindy and you're giving her a hug.
Yeah. I think he'd, I think she probably would have rather it been Sabrina at that moment than Cindy.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, I know what you're saying.
So
Honestly.
she calls up her old mate. She calls up Drew. I mean, he's just fabulous. I absolutely love him. And I tell you what, it's just sort of that sort of older gay guy is so underrepresented. Even the older generation of gay people, full stop, is so underrepresented. And not even so, the world of drama. You don't see people of a slightly older generation from the gay community, the LGBT community, at all, hardly. So I think it is actually quite important that they bring somebody like Drew in on a regular basis.
I agree, and you've got a perfect like
Yeah.
reason for it as well. Like you could literally slot him in. I also really appreciated Felix when he was saying bye to him. He was
Yeah.
like, bye, the OG. I was like,
Yeah.
yeah, that's
I mean,
nice.
there is a sort of that sort of thing, what, just because he's old? Is that it? Is that just the OG? Yes, I respect all old gays.
I
Yeah.
feel like his I feel like his what's the word? Like his drag demeanor, is that the word? No, that's not the word I'm looking for. But his drag style
Persona.
is quite
Persona.
original. Yeah. Do you know what I
Yeah, it's
mean?
very classic sort of
Compared to
Lily.
these
It's very
days,
Lily
classic
Savage sort of
nowadays.
thing, isn't it? Yeah, like sort of the old school. You could sort of
Which
imagine
is
him.
brilliant.
You could sort of imagine him sort of going around all the old clubs of Soho and all that sort of thing during his routine. Yeah, it's great. I mean, his wig needs these help, honestly. Like
But
that
it's
wig.
brilliant. That's yeah, but it's
Yeah,
Drew Peacock, so it's gotta be a bit, you
that's
know,
true. That's true.
droopy
Yeah,
wig. On
I
brand, if
want
you
to.
ask me.
I mean, I don't know whether we're ever going to see Drew out of uniform, so to speak. It'd be weird to see him
Oh
like not in
yeah.
drag. We've never seen him not in drag so far.
I didn't even click to that either, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we see him not in drag, I'm just gonna imagine Sophie's dad from Peep Show because that's who we played before, which is a great actor because the
Yeah, he
two
is.
totally
He
different
is. He's great.
characters.
He's
Yeah,
so,
he's
so
really
good.
good.
I
We need
really
him
hope
more.
we
Come on,
do.
Wade, bring him
I
back.
honestly, I really hope the last thing that Crenshaw did before he left was to say, "I'll just sign off that regular contract. That's that sorted, and now I can go." Because honestly, there's so much sort of stuff waiting to be done with him. The older gay person, you didn't invent it, you know, kids. You didn't invent it. We were here before.
And he's got beef with Linda as well. That could be a
Yes.
thing.
Exactly. There's so much to explore with him and Linda as well, because I think, there's so much to sort of look
Johnny?
at and scratch away at with Linda and her sort of relationship with him and Johnny. So yeah, there's definitely stuff to be doing. So
Because
let's have
Johnny would
Drew
might feel
back.
quite conflicted about it all, you would think, you know. Bring him
Yeah,
back permanent. Permanent contract,
100%.
thank you very much.
Exactly. So he kind of gives Elaine the advice of, well, if that's where George wants to be, maybe Cindy's done you a favor. And meanwhile, this guy is flirting with Elaine, quite unsubtly.
Stephen from Ireland.
Stephen from Ireland. And where did you say he was from? Ireland.
Ireland.
Oh, not Scotland. No.
Ireland. Oh wait, was he
No,
Scottish? I thought you were Irish.
I just wasn't sure with that accent.
I've got it wrong then. Hey, I'm not too bad at an Irish
No, you're
accent, but
not.
I
You're very,
shan't do
very good.
it in case I
Yeah.
do cause
It's
offence. If
not.
X with me, I'm not that great at it.
It's not up there with your Joan McDonald impression, I'll give you that. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Well.
So she basically says, well, he basically says Elaine, well, there's only one way to get over a man is to get under a new one. So,
I didn't see him saying that at all,
did you
which
not?
is
Well, did you,
interesting.
what
That's not
did
what
you
I took from
take?
it, but I feel like that's what Elaine took from it, but I don't think that
Oh,
was what he
right.
meant.
What did you take from it?
That he was trying to say, like, there's a man over there who appreciates you already for the woman that you are and sees
Yeah.
you as the queen that you are,
Yeah.
and George isn't giving you that at home. I didn't
Yeah.
read into that that he was saying, so, you know, go jump on it.
Oh.
I didn't read, but I feel like that's what Elaine took from it, but I
Well,
don't
she
think that's what
certainly
he
did.
meant.
Well, she certainly did because she kind of goes
I mean,
home
I'm
with this
not gonna.
bloke, or goes back to a flat or something with this bloke. Now, I've got to say, for a second, where she emerged from, I thought they'd gone down an alleyway and done it.
I was so confused as well. I was right
I was
confused.
sort
I
of
had to
like,
rewind. I rewound.
yeah.
I'm like, where did she come out of?
I just,
Yeah.
I thought, I genuinely thought they'd just gone down some back
Yeah.
alleyway. I was like, Elaine, honestly, Shalane, what are you doing, love? But it was a flat or
Yeah.
something, apparently, so that's
Yeah.
fine.
Airbnb for night or
Yeah.
something, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, which happened to be just around the corner, so that's all good for Stephen from Ireland. But obviously Elaine is just absolutely full of shame, absolutely disgusted with herself. She sort of returns to the Vic, sort of all dazed and confused, because it's kind of it does feel quite out of character for Elaine to do this, I think.
I
She's
didn't think that
that's
she was that disgusted in herself either. I think she regretted it, but I
yeah.
don't think she was like, oh, instantly, like, I really shouldn't have done that. Like, because I don't feel like she was that drunk when she did it
No,
either.
she
Like, I
wasn't
feel
drunk
like
at
she
all.
made a very conscious decision to
Yeah.
do it, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
But it was
equally, she was definitely regretful.
yeah, it was sort of reactionary either way. So she kind of goes
Yeah.
back to the Vic and kind of sees George, and it's sort of kind of this secret is kind of eating away at her. And so the next day she tells Linda what she's done.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be able to have that conversation with your daughter. I don't know if I could do that with
I
just
was
turn around.
thinking that.
Yeah. Can you imagine so
My
having
mum
that?
told me. My mum
Yeah.
said I had a one night. I'd be like, "Hey, mum, I don't want to know."
Yo, I my honestly, I've got a brother, which means that my mother has had sex twice, and that's all I ever need to know about.
That's all.
And
No
that's
other
all.
times.
The only
Yeah.
time that she ever did it. So but Linda basically says to her, right, well, look, you kind of need to tell George that this has gone on. Like, this is
Yeah.
gonna completely destroy you. And at first, Elaine's sort of like, no, never telling him. No, don't no.
No.
Ah, never a secret. Ah. But meanwhile, George is all sort of trying to win a round again. So he nicks Alfie's karaoke machine and really badly sings "Mamma Mia" outside the Vic. And Elaine's sort of like, "Well, this is devastating. I need to tell him." So eventually, she sort of once all the reception from Kat and Alfie's wedding is going on downstairs, she tells him the truth. Now, fair play. I didn't think that it was going to be revealed this quickly. I thought this was going to kind of run for a little bit, but clearly the secret was
Yeah,
too
I
much for
thought
her.
that. I was surprised that she told him straight away, but it also felt in character for her to tell him
Yeah.
straight away, so I'm glad that she did.
Yeah.
Because it, like you say, it was out of character for her to do what she did.
Yeah.
Having said that, you could we've you know what, when I'm thinking like, oh, should they have split Elaine and George up? But actually, for Elaine's sake, they kind of should have, because he does keep lying to her and meeting up with his ex-wives. Like, if that were real life and somebody were doing that, you'd be fuming, wouldn't you? So
Yeah, well, they are in a. They just feel like they're on a sort of roundabout at the minute, George and Elaine, aren't they? Because after the events of this week, I was sort of like, I didn't think it was possible for Cindy and George to appear like an option again. But I feel like this week was supposed to sort of suggest that it might do.
I'm not happy with that though, because I feel like
Why would
George.
you? After
Well,
everything
this
that
is it.
happened with
I don't even know
Julia.
why he's talk. I don't know why he's even talking to her. I can't get my head around this.
No.
She's not this, you know, like you. I think you said last week she's meant to be addictive and that, but not that addictive. Surely your line is you slept with my son.
Yeah, you'd
That's
think.
weird now.
And I'm
That's
actually
I
quite
don't even
happily
want
married
to.
myself, so I have no need for your
Yeah,
involvement in my
yeah,
life whatsoever. But there we go.
yeah.
And George kind of takes the moral high ground with that once she's told him what she did and leaves her, which is sort of like, wow, after everything that she's sort of forgiven you
Well,
for.
Rob,
Well,
this is the debate then, isn't it?
yes.
What's worse,
Yeah.
having a one-night stand with a stranger like Elaine's done, or constantly seeking like emotional support from your ex-wife and wives,
Okay.
like weighing it up,
So how
because
fit
it's
is this? How
emotionally
fit is the
cheated
stranger in this
and
scenario?
Stephen from Ireland.
Oh well. Yeah. I mean, I know what I mean. I mean, yes, she cheated on him. All right. It's not like they could. She can really turn around and say we were on a break or anything like that. They weren't really. They were having a bit of a disagreement. But at no point
Yeah,
had
no, they
Elaine
weren't on a
really.
break.
It's
Yeah.
not like they'd broken up. So
Yeah.
really, Elaine was just doing it to sort of get her own back and sort of she can pepper it with as much of I felt with Jim. He made me feel pretty and all that kind of stuff as much
Oh,
as she
and I
likes.
believed her. I don't think she was doing it out of spite. I think she genuinely, in that moment, her self-esteem and everything was so low that she went, I just want somebody to want me for me. That's how she was feeling.
I don't know though, because I don't feel like, yes, George has lied to her a few times, but does that necessarily come hand in hand with Elaine's self-confidence going through the floor as a result of that? think I've never got the
I think
sense that
so.
I've never got the sense that she's feeling completely and utterly demoralized by being with George.
I don't know though, because I think she's always felt so threatened by Cindy that
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she's ever felt that. I think it's very apparent to see that George and Cindy have got this connection,
Yeah.
and you can see that they kind of do want each other, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't feel like he gives that same feeling to Elaine.
Yeah.
But in
Isn't
that
it hell?
moment, she felt it with Stephen.
Yeah. Isn't it hilarious that the two people that have given Cindy the most aggro about, being a slapper and being a cheater, both Kathy and Elaine have gone off and sort of done stuff of a questionable
Yeah,
nature when it comes to their
similar
relationships.
ilk.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah, no,
there's an
I know what
irony
you mean.
there.
But this is it, though, isn't it? So what? This is why I'm saying what is worse, because in a way, I mean, Cindy has tried to kiss George, but putting that
Yes.
to the side, he doesn't seem to seek his emotional support from Elaine, does he? He does seem to get
No.
that
He...
from Cindy.
Yeah, and he
So
never really
what's
has.
worse? I mean, technically, what is worse is
All
the
the light.
physical cheating, but.
Yes, but then again, she was honest with him pretty much immediately.
True.
So, and George
Whereas he's
has,
constantly going to
yeah, and
Cindy,
sort of
seeking that
long-term
emotional
lies.
connection, and
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, either way, they seem to be done for the moment because George has left. Now, I'm assuming he's going to cut. He's going to. I'm assuming this isn't George's exit or anything like that. We're going to see him
No.
again. But at the same time, it's sort of like, can they pick themselves up from this? Like, how do they repair this?
I don't think they do. I think they split because can we do a
Well,
spoiler, Nino,
I
Nino?
think now is the time to do it. A big spoiler, ladies and gents. Nina, Nina, Nina. It turns out that the Vic is going to be under new ownership again. Seems that the Knights are out, or the Nits, as Ree sent me in some notes. The Nits. Yeah, and the pub is now once again going to be run by Cat.
Supposedly,
Well.
allegedly.
I mean, the leaks, let's be fair, the Scum newspaper have leaked pretty accurately so far. But what do we think about that? It seems like a
No,
random sort of. I'm surprised, and I don't
need.
really
Kat and
get.
Amphi have had the time at Vic. I'm not
Yeah.
interested in. I'd rather see, I think, somebody new than Kat and Alfie.
Yeah.
Because if you'd have told me at first about the Knights, I actually weren't keen for them, and then they've come in and it's really weird. Or just keep Elaine there, perhaps.
Yeah, I
But
love Elaine,
obviously
but
we
I
know
love
that's not
Elaine in the
happening.
Vic. I love Elaine in the Vic.
Unless they're going to go into a partnership or something.
Why would Kat suddenly want to own the Vic, though? I don't understand.
No, I don't. Well, she's lost the limo, so she needs
No,
that
that's
other
true.
side hustle.
It seems like a bit of a random sort of move for Kat, though, doesn't it? So I'm sort of, I don't know quite how we're going to get there at this point. We knew a few weeks back that the Vic was somehow going to be put up for auction or something like that. So we had a feeling in our waters that something like this was a coming. But it does seem like a, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to wait and see how it plays out. I don't know, because of the whole sort of crossover of producers, I don't know whether this is a Clenners thing or a Wadey thing. I don't know.
No.
But
Well,
I
it's
guess
not
we'll have to
happened
wait and
yet, so we're
see.
not even.
Yeah.
But where does this leave the Knights as well? And
Well,
so
then where do they
obviously.
go? And also, this is the end of Linda in the Vic, and that's huge because she's been there for well over a, like, 2013,
So
I think. No, 2014, I think she
I'm
arrived.
wondering if they're going to do a bit of a house swap. So Linda will
Yeah.
go to the flat that Kat and Alfie are currently in,
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe.
And Elaine, potentially, I don't know. I think Anna might leave. I've got it in my head Anna's going because she's not
Yeah,
really doing much at the minute.
I'd agree. I'd
Gina
agree.
could go and work at Harry's barn.
Yeah.
Or what I think is going to end up happening, and I'm going to be super annoyed, but I think it is, George and Cindy are going to get back together and they're going to run the Albert together.
Wow. I mean, yeah, it just seemed like it's all change in all the sort of the drinking establishments at the minute, doesn't it? It just seems very sort of surprised. I'm just surprised. I've quite enjoyed the nights behind the bar, but I
Yeah,
mean,
same.
I think the one problem with the nights coming in was that even though they were living with Linda and Johnny, as it, i.e., the Carters, they did feel like two completely different units at times, didn't they?
Yeah,
Like their stories
definitely.
didn't necessarily gel together all of the time. So maybe this is going to be a way
Yeah.
to sort of sort that out.
Yeah, like Linda being like going through her darkest alcoholic
Yeah.
moods. They're all sat down, like cheersing each
Yeah.
other with a bottle of champagne.
Elaine's
Yeah.
downstairs with a glass of Baileys, like, ah! So
Ah, drink something else.
it's.
Ah.
So who knows? But I guess we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But it does seem that all change at the Vic is coming. So stay tuned, people. Right, ladies and gents, before we move on to the. biggest story of the week, which was the wedding, let's have a little natter about Patrick and Yolande. So on to Patrick and Yolande now. So they have had some problems this week because Yolande says to Patrick, "I am stiff all over and I need a massage." And it turns out that Patrick is kind of not really that comfortable with sort of being a bit hands-on with Yolande at the moment. He's not very comfortable with that, with an intimacy between them. And it's not necessarily that he feels uncomfortable, but I think he's worried that Yolande doesn't feel comfortable with it. Was that basically what they were at with it at the minute?
Yeah, I think so. I think they've obviously, I think we're supposed to presume they've not been like intimate for a while. And like you say, I think Patrick was being extra cautious about
Yeah,
touching her in
overcautious.
any
Yeah,
way. Yeah.
massively overcautious.
I also think personally that they built it up way too much. They're like, oh, let's plan this massage in for like, 7:31 p.m. and
Is
we'll
that
get the
not
oils out
yeah,
and
yeah, candles lit. Yeah, is that not how you plan your massages, really? I always do mine to the
I'll be like, my shoulders hurt, give us a
letter.
rub. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
exactly. Yeah,
But if they'd have done
exactly.
it like that, it might not have been such a big deal, is what I'm
I mean, I
saying. Whereas
think
we're like, oh, I'll give you a massage later. Oh, okay. And then they're both thinking on it all
Building up
day,
to it.
kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is with this, it makes sense that they're at this stage. I get that completely, but I think
Yeah,
there was a
yeah.
sort of feeling of, at the same time, even though it makes perfect sense, it also almost felt like it had come out of nowhere as well. I feel like I would have quite liked to sort of maybe had something a couple of weeks ago or something where it was suggested rather than, because I understand completely why we're here with Patrick and Yolande. I get it
Yeah, I know
completely.
what you said. Yeah.
But weirdly, it also felt like it had come out of nowhere.
Well, I feel like because you said this with the George thing, and all of a
Yeah.
sudden we know where George was on Christmas Day. I do feel like this were
Tying
a bit
up.
of Chris Crenshaw tying up the loose ends. So we've not heard about it for a while,
We
and then
talk
all of
about
a
it as though
sudden
he's
it's come
solely
to a
responsible
head.
for all the scripts and everything. It doesn't quite work like that, but
No, but I know what you said, because I feel like with the George thing, it could have been maybe brought just a little conversation last week between George and Gina about where he'd really been or something. It wouldn't have felt as out of the blue. We could have just had a scene with Patrick and Yolande where they were, he's brushed around and they were a bit awkward or something in the kitchen.
Something just to sort of freeshon before we actually got to these scenes, I think might have made it, because maybe jarring is possibly the word that I would go for with this a little bit. Because like I say, it's weird because like I say, I completely and utterly get the context of it. I get why we're here. I get why Yolande feels like that, and I get why Patrick feels like that. So I don't quite understand why it felt that way to me, but it kind of still did. So,
I think as well, because we've seen Patrick and Yolande, and we've not been led to believe that they are str well, we've not been led to believe anything about that
No,
side of things with them, have we?
it's not really featured all that much as heavily. I mean, it is sort of understandable though, and there were some sweet scenes between them this week. And again, kind of going with the sort of love theme of the week. By the end of the week, Patrick has asked Yolande to marry him, and she has accepted. So that's lovely. I look
That
forward to
was
that.
sweet. Yeah, I'm looking
I
forward
mean,
to that.
what this week did demonstrate was why the hell they managed to win Best Partnership, because they're so good on screen together, Angela and Rudolph. I love them.
I thought the exact same. They feel like a real couple,
They
don't they?
do, It's like the whole sort of tennis game that people talk about when you're talking about on-screen partnerships. Like it's totally like an endless rally between those two. I absolutely love them. I do think Patrick and Yolande are my favourite couple in the show.
Yeah, they are really good together. I think something they covered in it as well when all this were happening. Obviously, Denise was a little bit involved.
Nice to see her
Yolande
involved in
feeling
something.
like, well, it was interesting, wasn't it? Because Yolande were a bit like, I was a bit surprised, but I also got it when she was saying, this was my thing that happened to me, and Patrick's making it about himself, and he's taking control of me. When that was never what Patrick would have intended.
No, and I do think that Yolande turning around to him and saying, basically say you're as bad as he is. That was, I'm going to say, out of order, to be honest with you. And I get why she, I get it, but at the same time, it's like at no point was that ever going to be his intention or anything like that. Like, and that was never desired. That saying that to him was never going to do anything than absolutely devastate him. So.
I understood the parallel, like the metaphor involved in the control, like lack
It's
of
not
control type
control, though,
thing,
is
but
it? Like, it's just him being overzealous, possibly with his caution, and
it was
sort of.
actually the other way around. Because it was basically because he said, rather than actually giving her the massage, he said, "Oh, I've decided I'm just going to buy you one with a professional."
I'm going to take you to a spa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
And she's like, "Oh, so you're deciding what I do with my body," is how she took
Yeah,
it. Which,
I
given
mean.
the circumstances, you can understand. Whereas if this was a couple where they were just like, "Do you know what? I'm not that good at
Yeah.
massages. I'll buy you, I'll just pay for you to go for a spa day," you'd normally be
Yeah.
like, "Oh,
Fair.
sweet. Cheers,
Oh,
Gerald. Take
you'd
that.
be over the moon.
Professional
Power.
one."
In fact, to be honest with you, I think I'd prefer that, if I'm honest.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, it's a problem between the two of
Context.
them. And yeah, context is really important there. And I do totally get it. And to be honest with you, from the man's perspective in this, as in from Patrick's shoes, I can sort of see also that he would think, well, I'm going to start this off as a massage, but then it's going to get sort of like. Under normal circumstances, that might then evolve into something a little bit more sensual. And he
How a man's
sort
brain works.
of, oh,
Can't a
God, yeah.
massage be a massage?
No, never.
Right.
But you know what I mean, though?
And
It's sort of like,
cursed.
it might sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
So the next time, don't say that to him. Just accept the spa offer and just go there, yeah. You can sort of understand his thinking if that's the case, where he just does. And if I, you know, if I start to feel a little bit frisky, then that's going to make her feel uncomfortable. So I guess I'm just going to not do that at all, and then that kind of prevents that awkward moment. So he is kind of making decisions for her, but completely with her sort of welfare in mind. So it's sort of
I
awkward.
didn't think he'd be thinking that, but clearly I'm too innocent-minded.
Innocent,
I thought he was just
yeah.
thinking, "Oh, I don't really feel comfortable touching her at all, because what if she
Yeah,
thinks that I'm
yeah,
trying to do something that I'm not trying to do? All I want to do is rub her
yeah.
shoulder," and
All that, yeah,
just
yeah.
spiraled from that. Yeah,
Yeah. So
but
a bit of
they made it up with
communication.
Denise's help. Well, Denise was the glue, I think, with the communication side, because obviously she even admitted, "I'm betraying Yolande's trust here," when she was
Yeah.
talking to Patrick. But I think it's a good job she did, actually, in
Yeah, it
that
was necessary. It was needed.
circumstance.
Yeah, Denise
Yeah.
was very, very helpful. And like we say, by the end of the week, they've sorted everything out. They've sorted because they just needed to talk, I think. I think that's the main problem with it. Like they were
Yeah.
sort of skirting around each other's feelings. Patrick should have kind of just come forward and say, right, so where are we at right now? Are you comfortable with this? Is everything good? Is
Yeah.
everything great? And Yolande could have said yes or no, or you know, whatever the situation
Let's
needed.
take it
That was all they
slowly.
needed
Yeah,
to
yeah,
do. Yeah,
yeah.
just a bit of communication. But they've sorted it now, and they are now engaged. And I look forward to this wedding. That's going to be lovely and sweet.
Do you reckon Kim's going to have a new career now? She's going to be a wedding
Wedding
planner. She's going
planner.
to plan theirs. Why not?
I mean, I'd argue that the wedding planner thing didn't go great this week, but I'd prefer
That's
this.
true.
I would prefer that massively over the whole Kinfluencer thing.
Not bad for a few days' notice, to be fair to her.
It's not, she didn't
So,
do bad. She didn't do bad in that respect. But
yeah.
at the same time, it was sort of like she couldn't even get a banner right, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was Howie's job, weren't it, though? I think
Oh,
she
no, it was
said.
Harry's job to pick it up. He had nothing to do with what was
Oh,
actually going
that's
on with the
true. You're
banner.
right. You're quite
Yes,
right. Yeah, there
yes.
we go.
So we are talking about the wedding. Let's now move on to the biggest storyline of the week. Kat and Alfie Moon are back in action. And on to the final story of the week, and this is Kat and Alfie, and we should also talk about Tommy and Joel in a minute as well, because that took a turn for the worst. So, having discovered the porn on the laptop, which throughout the week is kind of it, we discovered it was pretty extreme stuff as well, didn't we? Like it's,
Yeah.
I dread to think, I really, really
It
do.
seemed like it was trying to show things in a non-consensual way from what
Yeah.
Kat said, which is
They kept saying how
frightening.
extreme it was, and then sort of
Yeah.
really kind of pushing home like
And violent,
respect
I
for
think they
women and
said.
all that. Yeah, though this is gonna get very, very dark and horrible soon. Ugh. But yeah, Kat is kind of at this point convinced that it's Alfie who's kind of discovered this sort of stuff, and it's kind of been really, really cold with him, and so she kind of goes to advice from G to Jean and Mo, and they obviously give completely different sets of advice. Jean advises sort of going softly, gently, and Mo basically advises get your boobs out and have a go. That's
Some
basically, isn't
lingerie
it?
upstairs from Fat
Yeah,
Elvis. I'll go and get it
yeah.
for you. You look lovely in that.
I was gonna wear it when we went to see him, but I couldn't because Moaning Myrtle kind of ruined everything, so I didn't
But
bother.
again, can you imagine your nan saying that to you? I'll go and get you some lingerie from upstairs. It'll look lovely on you.
Old people have sex, Ray. Old people have sex.
I
They have a
don't deny
perfectly
that, but
beautiful.
I wouldn't
No.
want my nan telling me I've got some sexy lingerie upstairs for you. I think it'll really suit you. That'd be weird to me, but there we go.
There you go.
Each to their own.
Yes. So Kat's kind of decides to do the Kat Slater way and sort of tries to call on to Alfie doing that whole thing where, you sort of undo buttons of a coat and then sort of reveal yourself and it's like
Trench
floor.
coat
Yeah,
lingerie,
all that sort of thing. And Alfie basically runs for the hills. And we sort of discover, and I think we'd kind of worked out as well that this is all still to do with his problems of standing to attention because of the cancer treatments and all that kind of thing, which I'm glad that they haven't sort of forgotten about because it's not something that just goes away. And this is it's an interesting sort of thing to look at. These two, who we've known as a couple for so long, and to the point where there was even an episode once of a whole episode dedicated to Alfie finding a condom, where they had quite an exciting sort of varied sex life, and now they're sort of getting older and sort of stuff has happened to them. It's sort of like they're having to sort of really. Their relationship has evolved to sort of just loving one another as opposed to just kind of swinging from the chandeliers all the time. I mean, it's just interesting, I think, to see the way that it sort of develops and sort of, and it feels perfectly natural for them to be at this point as well, I think. Especially seeing as though when Alfie first returned, I was sort of like, oh, well, obviously Kat and Alfie are going to get back together again. And there was a sort of inevitability about it, And I sort of, now they've really taken their time with it. I'm kind of all right with it.
Yeah, and it's nice that they're actually discussing these kind of issues in a way, because like Alfie went and spoke to Patrick about it as well, didn't he, at one point? And, everyone's just talking about it very normally. Whereas I feel like back in the, I don't know how far back in the day is, but I feel like this might be something that people would normally take the mick out of somebody for. Whereas actually everyone's talking about it quite maturely and respectfully.
I mean, I think there'd still be some mickey taking now about that sort of thing, wouldn't there? I think it's just especially between guys, it's just a sort of it's just a thing, isn't it? It's not mature, it's not big, it's not clever, but it is still a thing that happens, unfortunately, and probably always will, Just unfortunate like that. But sort of Kat and Alfie have a conversation, and Kat's all ready to sort of just end the relationship and not get married and all that kind of thing. And so once they've had a conversation and sort of talk, we meet Virginia as well this week.
Oh, Virgil.
Virgil,
Virgil.
that's it, not Virginia. That would be an ironic name for it. But yeah, Virgil the vacuum pump. I've got to be honest with you, and I don't necessarily need an explanation.
Yeah, I don't know what it does.
I don't
I
quite
didn't.
understand how they work. Like
I was a bit.
pump implies that to me, I mean, it implies to me that you sort of put it in and then pump it up, which
And
sounds
put it
crazy.
in.
Well, I don't know how it
Oh, I
works.
thought, oh, you put the thing in the
The
pump, you
thing
mean?
in,
I thought you meant
yeah.
put the pump like the other way around.
No, there's other toys you can get for
Oh.
that,
So the, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it does something like that, doesn't it? And
Yeah,
you pump and then it helps it.
I mean, I could Google and research it, but I'm all right, thanks. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm
It's
all right. We don't know what might come up. Some dark
some
things on the
very
dark
weird
web that
things.
Tom has been looking at
It's
for
very, very
shit.
easy to find some very insatiable stuff on the internet
Where did they
if you
get
don't
it
look very
from
hard.
anyway? Did Kat just decide to buy it?
I think so. I think, oh,
Amazon probably,
Alfie had
weren't they,
bought it. Yeah,
next
you can get
day?
all sorts on Amazon. Yeah, all sorts on Amazon. I don't know quite how they landed on Virgil as a name for it either, but it was just sort of Alfie riffing and they just landed on Virgil, which is.
Why not?
But they didn't know because they wanted to come up with a name for it, didn't they? And
Yeah,
sort
because she
of
said,
it's yeah.
I don't want to just be shouting to you, let's get the equipment out. Which, fair, because people probably kind of have an idea anyway.
Yeah, well, it's nice that there's a solution to it anyway. That's good to know. So Kat and then basically turns around to him and says, "Well, you won't be needing those videos anymore." But then obviously has absolutely no idea what she's talking about. And then they sort of realise that if it wasn't Alfie, then the only person it could have been was Tommy. Now, what do you now as a mothery? I mean, I know you've got a daughter, but say it was a son. What do you think you do at that moment as a mother?
What if you did, get a man to talk to her, exactly what Kat did?
Yeah, just get the
If
dad to
I'm
deal with it.
totally honest, I don't know. Well, I've got two nephews now, aren't I? So trying to think. I mean, you can talk to him yourself, but I do feel like it might be better coming from a man. Having said that, it depends who the man is and if they're going to talk about loads of 80s references like Alfie did in his
What was he
horrendous
on about?
conversation with Tommy.
I barely understood what he was on
I
about.
think he was just trying to fit in as many 80s music references as he
Yeah.
could in like 30 seconds, it sounded like.
Yeah, because your
Where Frank.
13-year-old son's gonna, or however old Tommy is now, 15-year-old son's gonna be all over those references, isn't he, Alfie?
I don't know what he was. I think, to be fair, I think Alfie was like in the middle of quite a few dilemmas in that moment.
He
And he was like,
was,
I need to
yeah.
fit it in. Right. This is my way of doing it. That's done
Yeah.
with. But in
Nailed it.
fairness, I think. I do think, I do still stand by kind of what I'm saying, or whether it's a male or a female, somebody who you know that they look up to, who talk to him, like maybe even somebody like Freddie might not have been a bad shout, you know, because he's
That
a
would have
little
been
bit
do yeah.
younger,
Yeah, and Freddie is sort of probably
but
more
still cool, if you know what I mean.
But then is also sort of like, a genuine enough as a person to be able to have a sensible conversation about respect for women and all of that kind of thing. You
Yeah,
know, apart from when,
exactly.
you're cheating on your girlfriend with their sister and all that sort of thing. Apart from that,
Yeah.
it's a messy square.
Yeah,
You'd be
but
hard pushed to
still, I'm
find anyone.
sure.
Yeah, you'd be hard pushed to find anyone on Albert Square who's perfect for every single situation, really,
Yeah.
wouldn't you? So that kind of conversation just kind of take place. Alfie's absolutely rubbish at it,
Well,
convinced that he's nailed it. Go
sorry, can I say one other thing I
on.
would do?
Yeah,
When
go on.
Tommy does say this is what all my friends are watching, I'd be like, which friends?
Yeah,
Because you're
because
not
you can
hanging
stop
around with
hanging
them
around with them.
anymore.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
something I would
I'd.
definitely be doing and
Yeah, I
saying.
mean, I'd struggle with if it's as bad as the video as we think it is,
Yeah.
that the inclination of it was, then you're sort of like, what, all your mates are watching
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Like,
No, you'd be
I'd.
finding out which friends in particular. And I'm
Yeah.
sorry, I'm going to their parents as well
Yeah.
and be saying, "Do you know what your kid's been making my kid watch?
Too right.
Thank you. Are you
Yeah.
aware that they're watching this kind of thing?"
Oh,
So,
it's all gonna get
why have they
very.
not done that? I wonder. Well, we know
Well, I'll tell you
why.
what, let's talk about that aspect of the storyline now, and
Yeah.
then we'll come back to Kat and Alfie.
Okay.
Because Tommy's obviously best man at the wedding, and
Yes.
Joel is sort of trying to help him with the speech. Now the thing with Joel this week is that he very quickly this week, I think, is actually becoming quite a loner on the square, isn't he? Like the other kids are falling out with him big style because of the way he treated Avani. And Avani
Yeah.
obviously kneed him in the balls last week. So everyone's kind of aware of what he's like apart from Tommy.
Yeah. Well, now we understand why when he first came to the square and Tommy said, "I struggle to make friends," and Joe like, "Yeah, I struggle with that
Funny
sometimes
that.
too."
Yeah, funny that.
Yeah, I know.
And he starts trying to help Tommy with his speech. Now, I can only imagine what sort of garbage was going to go into that speech if Joel had his way.
Right. Well, they mentioned that it was something about Cat and all her exes. They wanted to mention something like that. But do you know what I found quite interesting? When he were giving Tommy advice, he was saying, like, you need to look people in the eye in the room. You need to tell people what you think they want to hear.
Assertiveness, yeah.
But it made me question when Cat had the conversation with Tommy later in the week, about the video. And then Tommy was saying things like, "Oh, I remember the good old days when it was just us and the twins, and you know, you're the only one who's been there." And a part of me were like, is that genuine?
I
Or is he
think
using
so.
Joel? I thought he was using Joel's tactic of telling them what they want to hear and
No, because Joel wasn't happy with him after the speech, was he? Because let's be honest,
no.
when it got to the speech, I had my cushion ready because I thought it was going to be one of the most horrifically awkward, cringeworthy things I'd ever seen in my
Yes.
life. I was ready to
Yes,
watch it
I
through
was
my
with.
fingers.
Yes, I was the
And
same.
actually, Tommy gives a beautiful speech, really heartfelt, genuine. And I thought that that was all very genuine because
Yeah.
he, and it was a moment where he actually sort of, he looked at the material that he'd been given to say and was sort of like, that's not appropriate. I'm not going to say that in front of everybody at my parents' wedding. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So says his own thing, heartfelt, genuine. His parents are proud of him and it's all lovely. And that's why Joel was pissed off because I feel like he, somewhere in Joel's head is the notion that because I haven't got anybody else, I need to keep Tommy under sort of lock and key, essentially. So he's kind of putting all these sort of dark thoughts into his head. And so when he doesn't read the speech out, he gets into a massive strop and decides to storm home. And Tommy, wanting to keep his mate around, because everybody at this stage is looking at Tommy and Joel together and saying, oh, it's nice that they both got a mate. That's nice. They both had their problems, but they're getting on. They can be great for each other.
Can't maybe figure out that this is where he's watching the videos from, love, but there you go.
And he goes home with Joel, and Joel puts him in front of this video of what's his name? Drake. Is it
Drake,
Drake
Zay,
Zagan?
Drake
Drake
Zagan.
Zagan, read Andrew Tate.
AKA, yeah.
AKA Andrew Tate, yeah. I mean, I like this idea though. That I hope though weirdly, I said all this months ago that they should have this sort of video of
I'm sorry.
somebody.
I think Rob made this storyline happen. I'm just going to say it. You made it happen.
I'll take the credit for it, absolutely, because I think it's
Yeah.
an insanely important story to tell. So if I'm responsible for it,
You
I'm
have been
all too
saying it
happy
for
with that.
ages, to be
Yeah.
fair.
And I'm
Hopefully,
really,
yeah.
really happy that they're going here. But basically, Drake Zagan is all sort of like talking about how women need, just all the typical incel stuff, like talking about how women need to have control, men need to keep them in check and all of this kind of mad stuff. And Tommy at first is sort of like, what are you on about? And then Joel sort of basically persuades him to keep watching. And this is very much the start of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, he's got 2 million followers, so he
I
must
can't
be
be wrong.
right, and everything he's saying with 2 million followers. But what's worrying is that we can see from what we're seeing of Tommy, he knows right from wrong, right? But now he's getting it warped because of what Joel keeps telling him and telling him. And then he's going to start showing these videos, and then Tommy's going to start going, oh, do I know right from wrong though, actually? Like, can he be persuaded or not? Because he knew that that speech was wrong. Joel was helping him with the speech, whatever it was that they did write about cutting it. He kept saying, I'm not sure, I'm not sure. And eventually, he didn't say it. He did the right thing. But Joel keeps pushing him. And then, like you say, he has a strop, starts falling out with him if he doesn't agree with what he's saying. Will he eventually fake it till he makes it, Tommy? And he's going to start believing it all himself. It's blooming scary world.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also the fact that this kid has come into his life and has started showing him all these really horrifically extreme pornography videos. It's sort of like if you're Tommy, if he hasn't run away yet at that, then he's not gonna run away at all. It would kind of be suggested because if you're happy, because presumably, I think what we were supposed to imply from that was that this was Tommy's first sort of introduction to the world of porn, right?
Yeah,
So it's sort
definitely.
of. It sort of suggests that he kind of thinks that that's what all porn is going to be. And so the guy that introduced him to it and sort of introduced him to the sexualization of women is going to probably be right when he's saying that you should
Knows
listen
what
to
he's done
this
about with
guy.
everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's already had success in inverted commas with the ladies, hasn't he, Joel?
Oh,
So
yeah.
yeah, maybe I should be listening to him because clearly he
Yeah.
knows what he's doing. And
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, it's not looking
Oh.
good for Tommy. And not only that, then he's got two younger brothers who he can
Yeah.
then have an influence on.
Yeah.
It is actually scary. But do you know what's annoying though as well? Like, Tommy seems like he's kind of in touch with the other kids on the square anyway. I think they'd actually be friends with him if he fell out with Joel.
Yeah,
But
probably.
I don't think
Yeah.
Joel will let him see it like that. But
So, I mean, how do we see this progressing then? Because obviously Tommy's going to be completely sort of converted to all this sort of stuff eventually. I don't know about like
will he
what
though?
how
Maybe that is how it goes. Maybe he won't.
I
Be
think he
nice if he
will.
wasn't.
It
But
would be
yeah.
lovely if he wasn't, but I think we both know that he will be.
Or I think he's going to keep going with it, Tommy, but deep down, like with the speech, he'll know it's wrong. And then he's
Yeah.
going to get himself in a situation and he's just going to go through it because it'll be a pressure from Joel. But then in his defense, he'll be like, no, it's fine. Well, Joel said it's fine.
Yeah, I
Well.
mean, what I think is the way that actually, I think what's quite clever about the way that they've pitched this is making it Kat's son that's kind of getting pulled into this world because of Kat's history with
Yeah,
relationships and
true.
men and all that kind of thing. And Tommy's kind of vaguely aware of what Kat's been doing. So to sort of have the son of Kat Slater being slowly sort of submerged into this murky world where sort of women who act like that are sort of seen as the scum of the earth, and it's quite cleverly pitched. And you kind of got to applaud them for doing that character wise, but at the same time, it's sort of like this is it takes a while for you to sort of get your head out of this world, I think, once you're in it. So
Well,
how
yeah,
fast Tommy's
especially at
going to
that
fall,
age.
yeah, how fast Tommy going to fall, is Joel even savable at this stage with it?
Well, something I've been thinking is we've not really seen much of Ross. Like, where is Joel getting all of this from in the first place? Did he get this from somebody in Australia who did the same to him as he's doing to Tommy? Is that how it started? Does Ross share, maybe not as
I don't think
extreme a
no.
view as this,
I don't
but.
think Ross shares anything like this. This is the sort of this is the point of this is the fact that these days, because of social media, someone like Drake Zagan is quite easy to come across. So the whole thing is that once upon a time you were worried about your kids when they were out, whereas now you're kind of worried about what your kids doing upstairs when you think they're safe in their bedroom,
Yeah,
and
true.
so you could have absolutely no influence over it whatsoever, and yet they could discover all of this and slowly have their mind pickled at
Yeah.
until they begin to believe it.
God, it's scary, isn't it, as well? Because
Yeah, it's terrifying.
you can put all the filters and pins and stuff on like your
Yeah.
internet things and stuff like
So
that.
it
But
always slips through.
I dare say this wouldn't even, I dare say something like the Drake Zagan thing, if you'd class it as, again, inverted commas, freedom of speech,
Yeah,
you're not
exactly.
swearing or saying anything too overt,
Exactly. And when you
it
think
would
of the
go through
people,
those filters.
yeah, and then when you think of the people that are basically in charge of social media at the moment, they're not exactly being care, you know, the likes of Elon Musk aren't exactly being careful with the material that's accessible on their social
True.
media platform.
Yeah.
So it becomes even easier for these kids to find this sort of thing.
Yeah. And kids can always find the way around stuff. They know technology
Yeah,
better than
better than the
adults
adults
anyway,
do.
don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think you could be the nicest, most sort of genuine parents on earth, and your kids could still fall into this world quite easily. So
Ugh.
scary, scary
Yeah,
stuff.
no.
And I'm so glad the show's doing the storyline. So we'll see how that
I thought
all
you were going to say
plays
it. I'm
out.
so glad I don't have kids. I thought that's exactly
That
what you were
too, to be fair. Imagine having to deal with this. No thanks. I'm all right. Cheers.
Great.
But yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
So back to Cat and Alfie. The
Oh,
wedding
yeah.
itself, I mean, it's a fake wedding, but the wedding itself is basically a disaster. The lemon bed's nicked.
I didn't really get all this. If it were a fake wedding for the limo and the limo's got nicked, why did they carry on with it anyway? Like, the whole point of it was supposed to be to have the
Yeah,
photos for the limo.
promo for this new business they were doing, but they carried on with it anyway. And so, but it gets more confusing than that, by the way. So the limo gets stolen. So Billy decides to get them a bus, a double decker
Yeah.
bus to take Kat to wherever they're getting married. The bus then breaks down, and Kat basically says, "Do you know what? This is a sign. Me and you aren't supposed to be married again. How many times have we kind of fallen flat on our faces with me and you trying to be happy together?" Alfie gets all angry because she's saying all that to him, despite the fact that, you know, Alfie's not exactly been the perfect partner over the years either, and they sort of throw each other's toys out of the pram and storm off. Then they have separate conversations. Kat has one with Jean, and Jean slaps her again.
Oh yeah. I was surprised at Jean slapping her again. I'm glad that they actually acknowledged it and then like
Yeah.
it will actually slap sense into her though, weren't it,
It was
this
effectively,
time?
yeah, it was effectively. And then Phil and Alfie have a conversation. I liked that scene between Phil and
Yes,
Alfie, actually.
I
You
did
can
as
I
well.
tell you what, Phil's grown up, hasn't he? You
Changed
can really
man.
see the change
Changed
in him.
man.
Yeah, he really is. It's nice to see. And so basically, from these separate conversations, they both realise that they're being incredibly stupid, run across the square to each other, decide to get married again. Obviously, everything that they were going to do is sort of out the window now. So
Yeah.
Mo dresses up as a vicar and sort of gives them a
Why
fake
not?
wedding, and then they basically consider that to be their marriage, because by the time the credits roll, she's Cat Moon on the credits.
Well, yeah, because you don't like a service is usually not the legal part anyway. The legal part of a wedding is the registry office part where you sign the documents.
But they didn't do that either, did they?
Well, no, because they always said next we'll do the legal part next week. So to them, they are
All
married. They've
right.
had the ceremony, is what I mean. The ceremony can be whatever you want, really.
True. I mean, I
If
guess.
that's not your legal part, and the legal part was always going to be the registry office,
Yeah, I
then you can
guess
class
so.
that as you've got married. Why not?
Yeah, so
You
I'm
wear a
guessing that.
dress. Yeah, well, then there you go.
Yeah, I'm guessing that all the fake stuff and there's all the stuff that Kathy and Harvey were paying for was sort of like the stuff that they were going to take pictures of, and then they were going to go and sort of make it official at a later date. So
Yeah,
they just sort of done it
yeah.
that way. All right, I get it. I mean, Mo dresses the vicar, I quite enjoyed. Just
Yes.
sort of popping up
I
over
know
the bus, dresses the vicar and Diddley.
there were a lot of ups and downs with this because again, this felt like completely out of the blue. Kat and Alfie are getting married to me.
Yeah, but I feel
I
like
know we had a
this.
little proposal last week, but other than
Yeah.
that,
But I feel like this is because of what's Kat's future, where she's going. I feel like that's what this is for.
yeah. Definitely. And they're gonna be like, oh, when were it when we had it the best? When were we at our best? When we had the
The
Vic. Oh,
Vic.
look, what's up for auction? The
Yeah,
Vic. Come
the
on then,
Vic.
let's do it.
When I slept with Andy Hunter, they were happy times.
Remember that?
Remember
Yeah,
that? Let's
let's
go
do
back to
that
those
again.
days. And now it's going to be when we were at happy times. Oh yeah, when we were in the Vic, when we were dealing with Tommy, who was an incel. Yeah, can't wait for that. Yeah, let's go back to those days. Honest to God. But they are nice and married. And you know, yes, we're taking the piss, but actually those last scenes of the week I thought were really lovely. You know, sort of like
Yeah,
looking
they
up at the
were.
stars, lots of nice references to the moon thing that they've always had between the pair of the man and the moon, all that kind of thing.
Do you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm bored, Cat and Alfie, blah, blah, but they do belong together, don't they?
This
And
is what I
you've
mean. They're
got,
the
but if
Ross
you
and
want,
Rachel of
if,
Walford, aren't they?
exactly. So, and we've got to see them get married. We can't just be like, they got married off screen, can
Yeah,
we?
no,
Let's
that would be
be honest.
ridiculous. That would be
And I'll tell you
ridiculous.
something, Cat made way more effort to this wedding with
Didn't she?
Alfie than, do you
Than she
remember
did to
the dress
Phil.
she wore when she
Yeah.
got married with Phil? It
Well,
was
she looked
like
like
some
she was on,
multicoloured, like,
on a holiday to Hawaii last time she got married.
yeah. Which seems very random that then she went. Well, actually, I guess it weren't because they were meant to be doing it for the promo
Yeah,
pictures, weren't
exactly.
they?
If she, yeah, if it had been a normal wedding, she probably have turned up in a leather jacket and jeans if she could be asked to, you know what I mean?
But can I just say, if this limo's gone forever, I feel like what on earth was all that about anyway? Why would we just have a limo
Again,
written in for
like
nothing
I
for
say, it was
this?
literally just to sort of get us to this point, which I think
No.
is now to get us into Cat in the Vic. I think that's what the whole point of it was.
They could have just done the limo thing without Kathy and Harvey there. They didn't
Yeah.
need them to be involved in it at all. They could have just got a limo and said, we're going to start a side hustle with a limo and we need to take pictures. I don't know. Anyway,
Hey,
whatever. There you go. Kat and
never
Alfie are
mind.
married.
Yeah, we're here. Cat Moon is a thing again.
Yeah.
And they look to be sort of all happily ever after, not knowing that their oldest son is about to get very, 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 very dark.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Oh dear. But that was Chris Crenshaw's last week. I thought some nice sort of tying up of any sort of loose ends of his era.
Yeah.
It was a quieter week, you know, it wasn't a huge week really, but I thought it sort of did its job nicely. And those last final scenes were kind of quite nice. Felt like the sort of end of that era. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like
it did,
it had that
definitely.
sort of feel to it, didn't it? Sort of like
That
the
last
wide
drone
shots.
shot as well. Yeah.
Wide shot of the Vic at night with
Very
the big
London
bus.
with the double decker. Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to miss him, Ray. I am going to miss him. Wadey, you have big shoes to fill, my lad. Let
Oh, not
me tell
half,
you.
mate. I'm t
Yes.
well, we'll be letting you know what we
Oh,
think.
we'll be there. We'll be
At
there. Don't
us.
you worry. Gold star with sweet Ray.
Think it's going to go to Kat, you know, because I think that she
Okay.
did have a real. I think, as far as conversations as a parent goes in that situation, she had a really good one with Tommy. She can't control Joel unless she, you know, goes deeper into the friendship thing. So, Kat for me.
I'm going to give mine to Elaine, I think. I enjoyed Elaine's stuff this
What,
week.
for having a one-night
Yes,
stand,
for having sex there, having
Robert?
sex what I thought was down an alleyway, but also ringing Drew and bringing him back into it as well.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
fair.
liked all of that sort of stuff. Yeah, and I love Elaine anyway. So, yeah, Elaine and Kat for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your final gold star of the Clenshaw era is going to below. And as usual, ladies and gents, we'll finish with some news and some comments from you. Before we go on, I nearly forgot again. We forgot to do it last week and nearly forgot this week. We need to change the calendar, for goodness sake.
And
It's
your
June
picture
now.
looks
We're
broken as
halfway
well,
through
hasn't
June.
it? So
My picture up broke, so I need to get a new picture up to put on
that's
the wall.
why.
Yes, that's
Yeah.
why we forgot it last week. But we are in June now, so say goodbye to gorgeous Harry and say hello to gorgeous Winston. To be fair,
Winston.
we had a spoiler this week about what the picture was going to be, didn't we? We saw Winston on the
Yes,
wall
we
before we
did.
revealed this. But there we are,
Yeah.
gorgeous Winston for June. And I promise I'll have that on the wall for next week. So a little bit of news before we get into the comments. Again, it's a leak, but people know about it, so I feel like we've got to discuss it. We've got another exit on the cards. It would seem that Freddie is leaving. Bobby Brazier apparently has decided that it's time to go look for other opportunities. But according to this leak, what basically happened was that he came to this decision, and then the writers' team had a storyline in mind that has coincided with this quite well. So it sounds
Oh,
like it was
okay,
a sort
fair
of sounds like it was a sort
enough.
of mutual decision.
Yeah, fair.
Which,
It works. It's. Do
yeah.
you know what it's going to be?
No, I don't.
Have you
No, they
heard
haven't
any
told me.
rumours?
They haven't told me. No, but
Well, do you know what?
go on.
I'm wondering. I mentioned it
Psychic
earlier
Re,
about.
I can see her little sparks coming out
Don't
of her
know. I
brain.
don't know. I just feel like we've not seen much of Anna lately, and I wonder if that might be if she was to exit. I'm not saying that she is, but her and Freddie could. Go off to Marbella and, you know, have sunsets there and live happily ever after. I don't
Go
know.
bird watching around the world,
Yeah.
possibly. Yeah, I mean, you never know. We'll have to
He could
wait
just
and
go
see
and
what
stay with
happens.
Stacey, couldn't he, as
He
well, I
could.
guess?
Well, apparently, it's going to be a while because obviously this
Okay.
has only just been announced. So I think
Yeah.
we've got Freddie on screen for a couple of months yet, but
Okay.
yeah, he will be leaving. So I mean, he's been a surprise to me, I have to say. I'll be perfectly honest. When he was first announced, I was sort of like, I don't know about that, but he won me over, and I ended up quite liking Freddie
Do you
by the
know
end.
what? I'm going to be totally honest. When he first came on, I could not stand him and I thought, what have you done here? But actually, I really enjoy him and I think we've seen him progress as an actor. I think he's got progressively better. I think he's really, I really enjoy Freddie. So
He
I'll actually
wouldn't.
be quite sorry to see him go. He's a good cheeky chappy to have there, I
He
feel.
is, you know, and he's a nice lad. You know,
Yeah.
they've made a few kind of questionable decisions with him, like, you know, cheating on Anna with Gina. That sort of
But
made no
he's
sense
young.
whatsoever.
That's what
Oh, he's
young people
young.
do as
He's
well,
younger.
Rob.
They're always shacking each other's like their girlfriend's sister.
Yeah,
That's just a thing that young people do
exactly.
all the time.
All the time.
I think his kind of shining moment was when Graham came back.
Yes,
That
definitely,
was
yeah.
in the very early days of our podcastery when that was happening over 100 episodes ago. But that was, I thought that was when he was kind of really at his best, and he kind of really surprised some people, I think, with how good he was. So I wish him all the best of luck. Fair play to
Yeah,
him.
definitely.
Went and did Strictly. Well, I think he won an NTA of Rising Star or something like that. He definitely won
Yeah.
a big award at some point as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
So fair play to him. Best of luck to you. Comments this week, Ray.
We've got a comment from Joanne Townsend who says, "What a lovely end with Cat and Alfie. Where's George off to stay? It's been a fantastic era, just thinking of all the great returns in his stint, and he's rightfully put characters to the forefront who deserve to be there."
Absolutely.
Where is George going? Phil's? No,
Yeah, I mean,
Nigel.
I kind of got the impression that he's kind of going to go off somewhere for a couple of weeks because he had his bag over his shoulder, wasn't he? And they were
True.
sort of doing
Yeah.
that whole thing where Elaine was watching him out of the
Sabrina's.
window. Sabrina, maybe.
Ah, someone will love me. Where's Cindy staying, by the way?
Cindy is staying at, I don't know. Where is Cindy living at the minute?
Yeah, where is she living? Was she at Sonia's house at one point? No, because now
No,
Lauren and Peter have got that
Lauren and Peter live
anyway.
there now. Do you know? I don't know. But then she
She
was
was
in a
with Reese
bit.
at one point, weren't
She was,
she?
but then she went to a B&B around the corner at some point, I think,
Oh,
as well,
she's still
didn't
at
she?
B&B then.
She might be at the B&B still. I'm not sure. But either way, she's and because I think, assuming now she's got this business, she'll soon have somewhere to live. I'm assuming probably with George or Junior, one of the two. Faye Westcar says, I enjoyed the final scene of Cat and Elfie. Their speech sounded very much like it was a bit of a tribute to Clenners and all the things he's done in his era. What an era it's been. Applause emoticons. Emojis. Emoticons? No one's ever called
Emojis.
them emoticons in 50 years.
No, that's right, Rob. That's MSN days, that.
It is.
Got a comment from Carter who says Cindy is a machine, was drinking by herself in daylight and carried on all night with George, not a wobble in a walk or slur in a speech. What a
Oh,
legend.
she knows how to drink, does Cindy. Absolutely. She
Doesn't
was.
she?
She sounds like she had plenty of practice
We
before she
like to
came
drink with
back.
Cindy because Cindy's
Cindy
our
is our
mate.
mate, and when we drink with Cindy, she drinks it down in 8, 7. Yeah, she knows what
Already
she's
gone.
doing. Yeah, already
She already
got. Oh,
drank it by seven.
didn't even get it by 7. Yeah, that's what you
Yeah.
used to be like. I remember. Yeah,
Did
barely got the word 8 out of my mouth before your drinks were finished. I remember those days very, very well. And finally, Chad Elliott Price has said, gutted the Clenners era is over. I don't think it's an exaggeration to say he saved the show. I really hope that Ben Wadie picks up the torch and runs with it. Because I feel so sorry for Ben Wadie. Can you imagine following this? Being the
And everyone
producer that
being
has.
like,
Come
come
on then.
Wade.
Yeah.
You better live up to your Glenn
The thing
Shaw's
is,
expectations.
I can't think of any executive producers of any shows since maybe Dominic Treadwell Collins who has sort of had this sort of fan reaction. You know what I mean? Like the other side of it is normally when the fans hate the era, and that's when that producer becomes very well known. But in terms of a prolonged stint on a soap that the producer has been in charge of, and everybody is sort of like, I mean, yeah, he's got his detractors, of course he has, what producer hasn't? But it's sort of like the majority of people are kind of really sad this era is done and are sort of almost nervous about what's going to come.
Well, I feel like it's not even just the fans either. Like, you can tell the cast, like, really appreciate everything he's done as well. And they all speak really highly of him. I mean, he even managed to get Letitia Dean out to an awards show, didn't he, last year, which she never does.
No,
So, for
exactly.
the sick stuff, yeah.
Well, we shall be talking all things Chris Clenshaw in the special episode next week. But remember, I want all your thoughts and comments for everything that goes on next week, which is the first week of the Ben Wadie era. So make sure that you send them to me. And you can do that by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Where are you off again, Ree, did you say?
Mallorca, I don't think I did say.
No, you didn't.
Never been.
Mallorca. Bring us back a stick of rock then.
Do they sell them? All right, if they do,
Don't know. If I sell
I'll
rock,
have to
I
PO
want some.
box it to
Yeah, do that. Buy me a stick of rock. We'll have a lovely time. I think you're only away for a week this time, are you?
Well, 10 days, so
Ah,
I'm only
right,
missing a
okay.
week.
Only
And then
missing a
when we
week.
do come back properly, it'll have to be on the
Yes.
Saturday we're recording as well, so it'll be a day later the week after.
Honestly, see what this holiday's doing. It's throwing us completely out of whack, people, I tell you. Honest to God. But have a lovely time, Ree. We will
Thank you.
see you, lovely people, next week for the Chris Clenshaw retrospective and to hear your comments on the thoughts of Ben Wagee's first week. And then we will be back for a proper podcast episode a day late the week after. Got all that? Follow our socials. I will keep you updated. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.